Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep your love. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of the one and only Mr. Kanye West.
My name's Chris Lambert.
And my name is Travis Bean, and here we go. We're going down a fun, new, possibly dangerous path where we're going to be talking about Kanye's first album, The College Dropout. Who's excited?
I am, Travis. I am very excited.
Yeah, go ahead.
It feels good to be getting back to the beginning of things again, because when we started the podcast in 2015, we were still figuring out podcasting. We're still figuring out, as much as we felt we knew about Kanye's discography, we had gone line by line through the entire thing. And it's one of those things where I think we provided some insights at the get-go, but we're still limited by our equipment, by the newness of it. And some of these songs, I just don't think we got to talk about in the way that we're able to talk about later songs on later albums. So heading back in time, so to speak, to revisit The College Dropout, there's a lot of excitement there.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we started this show, we basically started it because we loved Yeezus so much. And we were like, you know, at the time, it felt like you were the only person in the world who liked Yeezus. And we loved it because we saw this pattern on the album. We saw this storyline, this narrative that was unfolding that felt very similar to movies. And Chris and I, you know, we're movies guys, and we've written about movies for forever. And we saw what Kanye was doing. We were like, we have to talk about this. But we felt we needed to earn it. So we're like, well, we can't talk about Yeezus until we talk about every single Kanye song first. So that was the idea, go through every single Kanye song. And College Dropout obviously was the first one we tackled. And like Chris noted, not a lot of great equipment, not a lot of great knowledge about Kanye. And probably most importantly, we did not understand that there was, in fact, a narrative on The College Dropout. And that is something we are now fixing with this new season where we're covering it.
Yeah, very much so. And that's the thing. Once we kind of hit our stride a few years into things, right, and you kind of feel that you're, I don't know, at a new level of mastery of what you're doing.
I know all about it.
We looked and we were like, all right, we need to correct The College Dropout, but then also thinking, like, we should also probably look back at Late Registration too. And you know what? Graduation as well. And, you know, our first five episodes of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy still have not so great equipment. Let's go back and do that. So that's one of the exciting things about this, is that we're not only doing The College Dropout, but we're going to go back through all of them. Late Registration, Graduation, 808s, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Yeezus, and even The Life of Pablo.
I can't wait for Life of Pablo, holy crap. But the best part about this, I would say, though, is that this whole season you're about to hear, where we cover The College Dropout, a new song each week, we've actually already recorded all of the episodes, and they are readily available on our Patreon page for $5 a month. You will not only get access to all those episodes whenever you want, ahead of when they were released in the public feed, but you'll be there for all the new episodes we're doing as well, for Late Registration, Graduation. Those are coming out twice a week, usually twice a week. And so I would say over the next few months, all those episodes will be out. And so while it'll take a while to get to the public feed, If you just want to go ahead and jump right in now, like, you can head over to the Patreon and just get going.
Yeah, there's going to be, I mean, we had over 100 episodes before deciding to revisit some of these older albums, but there's still 40 or 50 episodes available now. And depending on when you're listening to this, approaching that 100 mark very rapidly. And you can check that out at patreon.com/Kanye podcast and enjoy all of our seasons right there available. And then if we're in the middle of something, again, you're going to be getting 2 episodes a week for the next however many weeks and access to the full catalog.
Yeah. And on top of that, we have like bonus episodes where we would just like shoot the shit about any Kanye topic, which is always fun. Clay Z makes a few appearances, and if you don't know who he is, you'll learn soon. You know, it's just, it's a great big ball of fun over there on Patreon.
That's right. And if you're going to continue to listen through the public feed, we'll have one new episode a week releasing each and every week, and you can, happily enjoy that.
We're basically being forced to do this because Donda won't come out.
Kanye, where's the album, man?
This will end the second you drop it, Kanye. So if you want us to stop talking about all your later or earlier work, release some new shit.
We're just saying. We're just asking. Come on. It's been 2 months. No, it's just been a month. And a half. Almost 2 months.
It will be 2 months soon, and then 3 months, and then 4 months.
Have we been yondied?
But you know what? I'm predicting at the 5 month mark, we'll get the album.
I like your hope and confidence. Mm. Misplaced, but I like it.
Very misplaced.
Well, so should we talk a little bit about good old College Dropout? TCD?
Yeah, I'm excited. Man, I wish I could convey that we have stripped these episodes from existence. Like, you can't find them anywhere, hopefully, anyway. Those early episodes of College Dropout, like, look, we were young, impressionable, naive amateurs back then. We were doing the best we could. We were just a couple of Kanye stans trying to get Kanye to notice us. And we thought by going through each song in his album, it would help. But we really just, I mean, there are a lot of factors at play here, but I mean, back then we just truly did not understand the breadth and depth and nuance of the College Dropout, did we?
No, early on, our initial assessment of the album, because while we saw the narrative flow on Yeezus and the narrative construction, the story structure on it, we weren't seeing the same continuity on the College Dropouts when we initially went through it. So our take at the time was that it's just a collection of songs. And, you know, there's a lot of depth in some of these songs. He was going for a lot of radio hits. So musically, it might be more appealing than something like Yeezus. But you're lacking the inner contextuality that creates the depth that Yeezus has. So while something like All Falls Down on its own might feel deeper than something like I'm In It, I'm In It has more depth because of the whole story that's going on Yeezus, and we're just kind of like in that zone. But when we came back to this album and started looking at it again, it really started clicking. And I think especially because we got used to Kanye getting out of that traditional like three-act structure story that we were used to, and started seeing in 2018 the chiastic structure he was using on Ye and Kids See Ghosts. And that structure relies less on event A leads to event B, leads to event C, leads to event D, and much more on juxtaposition of these three songs capture this attitude, this feeling, this state of being, and then there's a pivot, and then the next three songs are a contrasting state of being. And you get this juxtaposition between those two states, which creates an interesting character dynamic, narrative dynamic. It's much more almost haiku-like in its styling, though it comes from like Psalms and the Bible. Like the story of Noah uses chiastic structure. But just having that kind of change in outlook on the album, I think we started seeing more in terms of flow of concept or idea rather than just straight like character,
mm-hmm.
which really helped us coming back to the College Dropout, because I don't think Kanye had the approach that he had on Yeezus, that where the narrative was so honed and grounded and, I don't know, perfected at that point, mm-hmm. like that traditional style. Here, though, you still have a similar flow of events, but we really had to start paying attention to like the change in feeling or the change in character circumstances that were coming through that felt kind of chiastic. And that really jumped out to us just looking at the idea of we don't care to all falls down and that downward trajectory leading to spaceship and Jesus walks and never let me down. There's an ascendance that's happening in that first act. And when we caught that, man, breakthrough. Yep.
Just from it's you're on the road from there. You're just you're heading towards Last Call when it's a grand celebration of Kanye's journey that he's detailed over the whole album that you didn't notice the first time. And I mean, I think we've over the years, you know, like you say, you know, as we're dissecting all of these later Kanye albums where we see storylines, you start seeing more patterns from Kanye just like out in the public realm and learning more things about him. And I think specifically what really hit home for us was the documentary about the Black Album, the Jay-Z album. Mm-hmm. And in that movie, there's a scene where Kanye's in the studio and he's talking about how an album is a story. Like he's literally talking about albums the way we've always figured he talked about albums. And, you know, we tweeted out the storyline of what we believe to be the storyline of Kitsy Ghost, and Kanye retweets it. Like, and you start seeing that, like, you start getting a little empowered that Kanye is doing these things, and you bring that into this fresh evaluation of the College Dropout. And what unfolded was, as Chris has noted, you see this ascendancy in the first act, and then in act two, Kanye imagines this life as a superstar celebrity, a hip-hop star who's friends with all, you know, the big rappers, and then act three is him kind of realizing what he can do with his music, because in act two, you know, he makes some maybe trivial songs, some not so meaningful songs like Breathe In, Breathe Out and Slow Jams and New Workout Plan. But in that third act, you know, when you get Family Business and Through the Wire and Two Words, like we really see somebody coming into his own and realizing like what he wants to do with his career. And while that's kind of like a broad three-act structure that isn't like probably not as deep a detail as something like Yeezus, like it's still there and it's still really interesting.
The thing that really started standing out to us too, and I think was probably another key to understanding what was going on in the Black Album video, Step Back Real Fast, that you were talking about, when Kanye mentions it, he's telling to Jay-Z as he plays, I think it's a Lucifer beat for Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know, imagine that the music is like the score to a scene in a movie.
Yeah.
And like the song is a scene in a movie, and like you just have that on the album and you're like, oh, he's thinking about like albums as movies. As you said, that's like what we had been saying for a couple of years before we ever saw that video. But we started realizing too that there tended to be, even looking at Yeezus, that Yeezus really captured his connection to Kim Kardashian and the state that he had been in prior to their relationship starting, and what it meant to finally be at this point where he might have a relationship with her. And you see that Yeezus really defamiliarizes that story. It exaggerates it, it hyperbolizes it, but that's what it's capturing. And then we kind of looked and we're like, oh, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is kind of capturing that period of time in Kanye's life. Oh, and you look at Graduation, and that's kind of capturing that period of time, 808s. And you start realizing that each of these albums connects to a period of time in Kanye's life immediately preceding the album. So it's like a chapter. And with that in mind, when you go back and you look at College Dropouts, especially when Last Call just tells you the story of what led up to the album and the album getting made and Kanye being signed, you start just being able to look at this track list and be like, oh, this is a story of Kanye like making the College Dropout, like where he was, like getting into the music industry and then getting signed and starting to make his album. That's what we're hearing. Oh, now we can piece together the narrative.
Yeah. And that's why I'm excited to go back through each album. I'm excited to start with College Dropout here, but like thinking about Kanye's life and his whole trajectory, especially to where he's gotten now, like thinking about him from the beginning to where he is now, the beginning when he felt so empowered, when his mom encouraged him to do anything, try anything and accomplish anything, and to see like the up and down battle he's had with fame his whole career. It's been both fulfilling and like completely disastrous and empty. He's lost his mom. He's broken up with people. He's pursued Kim. Like all of these like disparate things that have happened in his life are completely informed by the music, by the art. And you can really start to understand Kanye by going through each one of his albums and just understanding Psychosis and College Dropout. I mean, it's the Kanye West blueprint. Like this is a kid who thought he could do anything starting out, and he did. Like on Last Call, he just predicts that the College Dropout is going to be a huge album, and it was. Like this whole album just details him, this journey he's detailed for himself and how he's going to rise up. And when you realize that, it really just creates context and it puts you in the proper mind you need to have to understand Kanye at this point and how this kicked off what has become a legendary career. It's so exciting to think about going back through this album again. I'm sitting here getting jazzed, man.
Well, and the thing too, what we see is that there are a number of points on this album where what Kanye is talking about lines up with what he would talk about in later parts of his discography, but then again in 2018 and 19 and 20, as Kanye's become, I mean, it already seems like he was very vocal about society, but even more so, like as he stepped into the political realm, you can still make a lot of connections to things that he's talked about today. So while people have said like, oh, why can't like new Kanye be old Kanye, or I miss old Kanye, I think that we sometimes forget that there's this foundation for a lot of the commentary and criticism Kanye has about society on these early albums that he's just really refined over the last 16 years. And you can still see the roots of those thoughts on this album in places, especially like We Don't Care, All Falls Down come to mind. Like Two Words has some parts of it where you're just like, okay, he's like already on the vibe for some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
And the other exciting part of all this is that, you know, that Black Album quote, when he thinks about his music as like a score to a scene in a movie. That's the other really exciting thing about Kanye is he approaches stories musically, which might be kind of obvious for a musical artist to do. But I think what's so exciting about Kanye, and it's hard to like truly convey this, but I mean, Kanye tells his stories musically in the sense that it's not just lyrics detailing a journey of like, you know, a regular script outline you'd see for any movie. Like he's detailing the journey musically, like all of the samples that he uses, like convey the emotional character journey going on. And as we started digging into the samples and we saw that they not only reflected the journey we're seeing with Kanye, but like built upon it and added depth to it and signaled these ideas Kanye was trying to convey. Like all of a sudden you realize like how complex and nuanced it all is from a musical standpoint. And I mean, that just gave us so much more room for analysis, like because, you know, we are called Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, but it's not, you don't do him justice by just looking at the lyrics. You have to understand like all of the intricate musical decisions he's making throughout. And like, that's really what we're looking to. That's really what we look to do the second time going through the College Dropout.
I think that's one of my favorite things, too, about just the first time we went through his discography was when we realized and understood how Kanye uses samples in that way to really create allusion and reference and add another texture, solidify a point or broaden a point that he's making. The fact that he was doing that from the College Dropouts, it wasn't something that he discovered like technique-wise on Graduation or 808s, right? It was something that he had just been doing from the jump. And so you're even able to like look at something like All Falls Down and the Lauryn Hill reference or sample or interpolation he has, and understand how that adds a dimension to that song. Or the one of my favorite moments is when we find the Biggie lines, right? Mm-hmm. And we make the connection to the Biggie song in All Falls Down. Or even I think my favorite part of the season might be our new workout plan episode, where just in the middle of the episode we have an understanding about the song. It just like completely takes how we were thinking about the song and puts it on its head.
Yeah, you know, in that middle stretch of the album, which I think a lot of people considered to have some of Kanye's like not so great songs, like Breathe In, Breathe Out, which might actually be considered the worst Kanye song ever. That song has an incredible sample it uses from Black Star that completely reveals Kanye's intentions behind the songs. Like, it flips the song completely on its head and makes you think not only differently about it, but differently about the whole album and where Kanye was as a storyteller at that point, as a musical artist. Like, man, the guy's just full of surprises.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the biggest change, if you're curious, like, do they have any changes of opinion on songs between the first time and the second time? The first time we went through the album, School Spirit, we just like ragged on it. Yeah, just trashed it, like buried it. And we're like, nah, nothing here. And then the second time through, we're just like, what an incredible. All about it.
Yeah. And I mean, I think at this point, like, I just feel that way about every Kanye song. Like, even if there's a song that that doesn't necessarily appeal to me on like a visceral surface level, there's not a Kanye song that doesn't have something really interesting about it musically or lyrically, or that there isn't something you can tie to Kanye's life and look at him and go like, oh, like, I know, I understand that about Kanye. That's what's so fulfilling about this whole podcast, is like realizing all of this, because Kanye is an artist, and this is how artists tell their stories. This is how art helps us understand people, the world better, our place in the world better, helps us relate to the artist and Kanye, and puts ourselves in his shoes. Like, man, like, I'm just so excited to go back through all the songs again, but especially starting with College Dropout, which is kind of like the first, like, revisiting these early episodes we just did not do well and did not understand Kanye. Like, the level of understanding, the differences between the levels of understanding between the first time we went through and the second time, like, it's gargantuan.
Yeah, and not to like get ahead, we've been doing the same thing with Late Registration. We're a few episodes into that already. Mm-hmm. And even there is just like, oh wow. This is a big difference. Though I am curious, Ellie, you're talking about there's not one song, and my immediate thought as you're saying that was like Celebration. But even that song, like, I think it's the first time that Kanye had really talked about parenthood, right? Mm-hmm. Or even imagined what it would be like for him as a parent. And it's played for humor. It's like almost kind of sarcastic as he's like talking to his kid, but his fake kid at this time that he's just like envisioning. But then you have that as a juxtaposition to how he actually talked about his children and the music that he makes about his kids, and to see the difference in levity and seriousness between something like Celebration and Only One, where you're just like, yeah, you can tell that parenthood really has like made a impression and difference. And what just a difference in mindset. So even something like Celebration, where I may not be as into it, it serves as kind of an important anchor or an important milestone point to then compare to future Kanye or later Kanye, and like where his actual feelings were when he did become a parent. So yeah, these early albums just have such a wealth of information on their own, but also comparatively to what we've eventually learned, or what Kanye has, I guess, revealed more and more over time.
Yeah, it's funny that, like, because, you know, we just covered Jesus Is King. We covered all the songs, and those are available on Patreon too. But we got done with that, and we were both kind of like, what do we do now? Like, we've covered all the Kanye songs, at least on the solo discography. And And we were just like, what's the next step? Like, what can we do with this show to make it exciting and like and keep it up to date? And we just kind of realized, like, Kanye, being the person he is, being so open and vocal and present, it just, like, seemingly there's no end in sight to his musical output. Like, you really can just keep going back and revisiting his songs because they always, like, reveal more about themselves because of the way Kanye is and because of the way Kanye pushes himself as an artist. Like, it reveals all of these things that, like you're saying, of Celebration. Like, you can now compare Celebration to Only One and Wolves and Violent Crimes, Closed on Sunday. Like, that's really interesting. And I'm so excited to keep doing that. But I mean, College Dropout specifically, he's a young kid. Like, he has the whole world in front of him and all of his music in front of him. Like, you know, every twist and turn Kanye's gone through over the years, like, you can kind of see a lot of it here in College Dropout.
Right. And even something like Jesus is King versus Jesus Walks, or right. Now that we have Jesus is King, like, going back through to a song like Touch the Sky kind of has a different feeling to it as well. And other moments on Late Registration and Graduation are going to read differently because of where Kanye is now. We're going to be able to have different conversations or added conversations to those topics because of the albums that have come out in the time that we've revisited. And, you know, if Donda comes out, when Donda comes out, that's also going to add a completely different element and conversation when we go back through and look at these songs or other albums in comparison.
Yeah. So, yeah, here we are. We're going to be, even though you and I have already covered the College Dropout, this whole season's already been recorded, like, putting yourself in the shoes of, like, right at the beginning of the season, like, what songs were you most excited to revisit?
I was always excited about All Falls Down, just because that to me always feels like the most monumental social commentary Kanye had done for a while. It was just such a big song, right? Mm. And so to get back into that, especially with what we knew about references at that point and knowing that that song had a number of them that we had overlooked the first time, like, that was very exciting to me. And Never Let Me Down as well, because that was another one where we had been kind of harsh to it.
On Mr.
Despite
J.
Like, yeah, despite really liking a lot of the song, we had missed an important angle regarding Jay-Z's involvement on the song and what he was bringing to the table. Even if his lyrics weren't necessarily, like, on theme, that didn't matter because Jay-Z was the theme. And I think those two were definitely, like, very exciting. And then, of course, Last Call. I'm always excited to talk about Last Call.
Always. Yeah, I completely agree. Like, to me, the episode to check out is Never Let Me Down because, I mean, we really ragged on that song, and I might have ragged on it a little bit more. Like, I thought Jay-Z's verse was ridiculous, like, you know, indulgent, narcissistic, egotistical, in a way that, like, I didn't find very interesting, because I feel like all those words just describe Kanye. But in the way Jay did it, I was like, I don't know, something rubbed me the wrong way. But going back through and understanding, like, what the point of his verse was, what Jay Ivy inhabits in the song, like, And the direction Kanye launches the album from that song, because it's kind of a pivot point in the narrative, like, it was kind of mind-blowing in a way that, like, the best revelations on Yeezus were mind-blowing. So hopefully everyone can sense just how blown away we are in that episode.
Very much so. Right. We're just like, oh my God, this is what's happening.
Genius.
I think that's the thing that I enjoyed most about this season was just, like, how exciting it was, like, episode by episode to uncover the thing. It felt like each episode had kind of a major revelation or just something exciting to it. We're just like, man, look at Kanye go.
Yeah. The kid had it figured it out early, didn't he?
Yeah. Which I think is even happening with Late Registration so far.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of exciting things on there too. And I'm excited to, I don't know, just go all the way back through.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to do. You know, it's going to be, well, how many songs are there? 14?
Yeah, without the skits. 21, and then subtract intro, I'll Fly Away, the 2019.
We cover all those songs, by the way, the skits. We just don't dedicate episodes to them.
Yeah. Yeah, we're down. I can't do math right now.
But... 14, 15, 16-ish episodes.
Yeah. Under 21, more than 10.
And a big improvement, although some of you may not think this is an improvement, the episodes are no longer like 20 minutes long. They're at least an hour long.
Yeah. But then the episodes aren't always 2 hours or two right. and a half hours, but are, you know,
we finally found the middle ground.
So there's, there's a nice middle ground. And then be sure to, at the end of the season, we're going to have an overview episode where we kind of just talk about what we learned from the season and things that we enjoyed. So you'll get that as well following the Last Call episode.
Yeah. And as we mentioned before, like if you ever want to hear these episodes early, of course you can hear them for free on the public feed, but if you ever want to hear them early and just like have permanent access to them, $5 a month on patreon.com/Connie Podcast. It's really the only support we get besides YouTube, so we're just doing what we can to get these episodes out to people, and ultimately, I mean, at the end of the day, this is all a plight to get Kanye on the show. Kanye, you have an open invitation. We know you're running for president and you're busy making Donda, but if you ever want to hop on the show, we'll pepper you with questions. We'll talk for like 3 to 4 hours. We'll edit it down to 2, and then we'll release it.
Yeah. Yeah. We may even just release it as blocks of text.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Without any context.
Well, we work for Forbes, so yeah.
It's our style.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, after the interview, there will be, that does not include the hours upon hours of time we will spend together, you know, playing mini golf or watching movies or whatever.
Ice cream.
Gotta and get eating ice cream. I assume ice cream's at every event we'll be going to.
Right. Eating ice cream during the interview, eating ice cream at miniature golf, eating ice cream at the movies. Mm. It'll be wonderful.
We might even introduce you to Clay.
And if as you're listening, you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, you can hit us up at Kanye Podcast on Twitter for some discussion, at @TL_Bean for discussion. And we'll love to hear your thoughts on any of the episodes or things that you think we might have missed or things that jumped out to you from our talking points.
And I mean, definitely tell us anything we missed, because the one thing to note is that Chris and I, we're narrative guys. You know, we're not necessarily trained in music. Like we really like looking at Kanye's lyrics and talking about Kanye's samples and how they play the sound is simple enough. But ultimately, like we lack a lot of context and insight that a lot of other people will have into his music. So like hit us up about whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about drums, so
other than they make a sweet, sweet sound on a Kanye song.
Oh, that they do. That they do, man. All right. Well, on behalf of both of us, we hope that you enjoy the season and enjoy the episodes. And, you know, I think no matter what, even if there's going to be points where you may not buy into the assessment, there's going to be something that stands out on every episode. And that by the end, you're going to be like, man, the College Dropout, way deeper than what I ever expected.
And you're also going to think, man, those two guys have a lot of time in their hands.
That we do.
All right. Yes, it's exciting. But until next week, when we see you for the opening episode, when we don't care, please stay wavy.
And keep it loopy. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol.